Tim Mamid Zayin. Dabar Shein Mizgavin Mutter. If you do something and it causes another malacha to happen, that is permitted. Provided that it will not definitely happen. So if you drag a chair and it may not make a fart on the ground, then it's permitted even though it ends up making one. But if you drag something heavy, that will definitely do something. It will definitely make a fart on the ground, and that will be a problem. Hilko. So this is what we just said. One can drag a light bed, chair, bench, whether big or small, the type that will not necessarily make fire on the ground. Since you're not machabah with that, it is permitted. But if it's something very heavy, then it's also, Mishnah Brura says, a bigger kiddush, has a very heavy bench, and even if it's a place which has the cement floor, a tile floor, it's also a gzera, also a place that doesn't have it. Generally, these gzeras are only when some places don't have the floor, it's just earth. So inside the house, you can schlep something heavy because everybody say inside the house does not have earthen floors. It used to have. But in your yard, to schlep something heavy, even on the part that has tiling on it, would be also because some of the backyards don't have any tiling at all, earth. Mudal Ravis Abayis, Kimin Shein Mizkam Hashas Gumet, Elish Loyal Avok. With the Ravis, they would sprinkle a little bit of water on the floor so that dust doesn't come up, keep the dust down, cools off the house a little bit also. Even though it could cause that some of the upper goes into a little hole and smooths out the floor, now the Chavim for them is not a secretion, therefore it is permitted.